Test 77, Section 2, Question 20. Here, we're looking for the role that is played by the claim that when we evaluate a work principally for its themes, we cut ourselves off from the emotional impact. So basically, looking at themes cuts us off from emotional impact. And the critic says, it's common to argue that there's a distinction between literary and genre fiction. The first should be interpreted so this argument goes, while the second is merely a source of easy pleasure. Okay, so it's saying there's literary, which you interpret, genre, which you just enjoy. But this is a specious distinction, not because, so it's irrelevant, or silly distinction, not because every work should be interpreted, but because no work should be. We shouldn't interpret anything. When we evaluate a work principally for its themes and ideas, we cut ourselves off from the work's emotional impact. Okay, so the statement that when we evaluate a work principally for its themes and ideas, we cut ourselves off from the emotional impact, that's the evidence to say we shouldn't be interpreting works at all. And so that's kind of what we get, is it's basically the piece of evidence that leads towards the conclusion that we shouldn't be interpreting works at all, which means that therefore it's a specious distinction. So it's definitely evidence in favor of a statement that then is used to support the main conclusion. So now we look at our answers. It states the conclusion. That is not the conclusion. It is offered as support for the conclusion. And here I said, maybe, yeah, if you're saying, look, you shouldn't be, you know, it's a specious distinction, it's kind of a silly thing, because we shouldn't be doing it anyway, it seems like that sounds like a pretty good answer. Evidence is kind of what we said it was. C, it attempts to spell out the practical implications of the critic's conclusion. Well, it's not really the practical implications of the conclusion. It's merely stating kind of why you shouldn't be evaluating any work or interpreting works. It attempts to explain the nature of the distinction. No, it's not the nature of the distinction. In fact, it's saying, here's why it's a silly distinction. It attempts to anticipate an objection. Well, there's not really any objections that this is anticipating. It's just saying, hey, here's the reason why we shouldn't be doing this. And so, therefore, answer choice B is our best response.